It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Summer's here across the nation. People will be grabbing their sunscreen, their favorite book, other accoutrements for relaxing at the beach. Our favorite beach baby, Elaine LaBalme. It's a song, okay? It's a song, folks. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, and she joins us this week with travel suggestions for northeastern beaches. Hey, Elaine.
Hey, it's rainy, but I know it'll be sunny soon.
It will be. It is?
It's raining right now, but it's going to be followed by sunshine.
It's always sunny when you're here.
Oh, I thank you, Paul.
It's getting to be pretty steamy in Pittsburgh, of course, as well. All the more reason to head to the beach. So is there room at the inn, so to speak, or should we plan for a visit later in the summertime?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the beach, and it depends on whether you want to be there weekday or weekend. You can still find room at the inn. The more popular beaches, it's going to be tough. So you're thinking your Outer Banks and whatnot. If you haven't gotten your reservation in, it could be a challenge. But we'll talk about some beaches where I'm quite confident you can still find some room and a place to stay. Either way, whether you want to go now or end of the summer, book now.
Okay, so you have your short list of favorite beaches. First up, you're a fan of Rehoboth Beach in southern Delaware and a collection of smaller nearby beaches. I've been to Rehoboth.
Yeah, you know, it's a great area, and it's actually almost becoming an exurb of, you know, D.C., Philly, Baltimore crowd. It's become very fashionable, lots of shops, great restaurants. You know, the Dogfish Head Brewery is close by. I think it's in Milton, Delaware, nearby. But there's a Dogfish Head pub right there in Rehoboth, which is great to hang out at. Striper Bites and Lewis, another great restaurant. But, you know, I know I show up here on Thursdays and we just talk food, Paul, but there's three things about Rehoboth food-wise that you have to know. You have to go to Coors Custard. It's been there for decades. Best frozen custard you're going to find. Thrasher's Fries, not a spot of ketchup in the place. It's just with malt vinegar, some of the best fries in the Northeast. And Dolly's saltwater taffy on the boardwalk. So there's just some great, you know, their boardwalk. It's just a blast from the past. Great throwback stuff. Go to Fenwick Island for the stand-up paddle boarding, skimboarding on Dewey Beach, which is the first beach south of Rehoboth. All kinds of fun things to do there.
Next up, tell us what's new around Stone Harbor and Cape May in southern New Jersey. These are perennial favorites for Pittsburghers.
You know, a lot of Pittsburghers go there. You know, 7 Mile Beach and Stone Harbor, but do not miss 7 Mile Pie. The buffalo chicken pizza, fantastic. You know, lots of shopping there as well. Cape May, as you probably know, it's on the National Register of Historic Places. It's a historic district, 600-plus, you know, Victorians have been preserved there. The hot beaches, I guess, you know, maybe forever, but certainly this summer. Again, Higbee Beach, Poverty Beach are the places you want to go to there. Go to the Cape May Light. It's still open. 199 steps to the top. Not only is it open, but it's actually operational as well. So, you know, great. There's busy beaches. There's quiet beaches. You got the lighthouse. You got the shopping. You got the history. Lots to do in Cape May and Stone Harbor.
Pivoting to quieter beaches, Assateague Island, which straddles both Maryland and Virginia, that certainly appears to qualify.
Well, you know, and a lot of us remember Misty of Chincoteague, you know, the book, the story, the ponies, and the pony swim the last Wednesday and Thursday in July. So book now. They get like 50,000 people there every year. It is a big event. They get the ponies crossing the channel the first day for the swim. The next day they auction off some of the ponies to keep the herds a manageable size, but you want to go to Woody's Beach Barbecue. You want to go to the Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge, biking, birding, great stuff going on there. That is a beach that I've visited a couple times, and it's like you just never see anyone there. You own that beach. It is so quiet and so lovely.
And then there's Virginia Beach, which is surprisingly easy to get to from Pittsburgh thanks to the old interstate.
Absolutely. It's less than 6.5 miles door to door. Very easy ride. That's a very active beach as well. They've got the boardwalk. There's always something going on, music, art. You can bike along the boardwalk, go kayaking, go dolphin watching. Tons of stuff to do there. There's a terrific hotel as well right on the ocean, the Hilton, that has a rooftop infinity pool. That is an extremely cool thing over there. But you know, what you want to remember, you know, on any of these beach trips is that you don't want to get sunburned. You want to wear that wide brim hat. You want your SPF 30. Bring the mosquito protection creams. If you go to Walgreens to find it, they're going to be sold out. Drink lots of water. It's not just about drinking beer at Dogfish Head. You've got to stay hydrated with the water, too, Paul. I'm telling you.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. And if you happen to get a rainy day like we've got today, lots to do. You just think of local museums. Think about seeing that summer blockbuster at a nice cold movie theater to break up the rainy spell. So time to go to the beach.
Now, wrapping up, I know you're someone who's the proverbial beach baby. I would not have used that term if you did not approve of me using that term.
I did not get
offended at all. I feel like I need to do a disclaimer for the listener. Your best travel tips to make sure a week or weekend at the beach is an enjoyable one.
You know, what I'm going to say is have a sense of the lay of the land beforehand. Talk to everybody in your group, you know, whatever family members, friends, that you know what everyone's likes and dislikes are. My husband is someone who can't sit still at a beach. He needs to be out throwing the frisbee, running around, what have you. I could sit, you know, at the ocean for hours with my book. So just know what everyone in your group wants, likes to do, doesn't like to do, so that you can have ideas for itineraries, different days that keep everybody happy. And then your week will go by like that and you'll be like, doggone it, we're leaving the beach already.
Mm.
That's what you do. Plan ahead.
That's how I feel whenever you're leaving. It's like, oh no.
And I'm headed to the beach just next week.
Oh wow. That sounds like fun. Well, we'll keep you in mind. We'll be thinking about you. Elaine LaBaum, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Thanks as always.
Great to be here.
She's our travel correspondent. Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Tomorrow, we preview Jazz Fest. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.